Hare Krishna. Krishna is the stabilizer of material emotions and the stimulator of spiritual emotions. Our emotionality is an innate feature of our very being. It comes from our spiritual core, the essence of who we are. As souls, we are conscious beings. And a feature of consciousness is to have emotions. At the same time, the spiritual emotions, the pure, potent spiritual emotions of the soul, are presently channeled through the mind and through the body to the outer world. And because the mind and the body are material, because the outer world is material, so many of the emotions that we experience right now are material. And material emotions often act as our enemies. Sometimes we get angry and speak things which hurt others and which hurt us. Sometimes we get lusty, sometimes we get greedy. And these emotions, they all trouble us. So when we are being thus troubled by emotions, at that time, it's vital for us to know that actually these emotions need to be calmed down. We cannot get rid of emotions, but when there is a sine wave, sometimes some people just get elated when they go into the seventh heaven, and when they get dejected, they go into the dumps of despair. The sine wave needs to stabilize. So when we connect with Krishna by practicing bhakti yoga, that connection with Krishna stabilizes us, because that connection with Krishna gives us inner security. It gives us the calmness, the confidence that actually no matter whatever goes wrong, Krishna still loves me, Krishna cares for me. And because He cares for me, I don't have to be so much worked up. Material things can't give me much pleasure, and they can't cause me much trouble also. Just let me stay focused on my connection with Krishna. With this understanding, we move on. And then, so the Krishna stabilizes our material emotions. Now, it is not that when we become spiritual, we are meant to become stoic, emotionless. We naturally have emotions, and we are meant the emotions are to be purified, and then they are to be activated. So, Krishna is also the stimulator of our spiritual emotions. I mean, the soul has a pure attraction towards Krishna. And the more we practice bhakti, the more we expose ourselves to Krishna and stimulate our connection with Krishna, the more those pure spiritual emotions start getting activated. As those pure spiritual emotions start getting activated, they become heightened and they completely absorb us. They enliven us. They fulfill our heart's longing for loving reciprocation. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about in 12.17, these two twin characteristics of stabilized material emotions and stimulated spiritual emotions. When he says, when he's describing devotees dear to him, he says, Yasma yona rishyati na dveshti na shochati na kangshati shubha shubha parityagi bhaktiman yaha same priyaha. So he says, bhaktiman, that devotee is enriched with devotion, like bhaktiman. So enriched with devotion, filled with devotion. Who is that devotee? That means the devotee has spiritual emotions. And further, same priyaha, Krishna says, they are dear to me. When somebody becomes dear to Krishna, Krishna bestows his mercy. Krishna reveals his all attractiveness. And that makes that person even more attracted to Krishna. So there is definitely stimulation of spiritual emotions. But along with that, Krishna says, no rishyati na dveshti. That doesn't become jubilant on getting something. Doesn't become devastated on resentful on not getting something. And you know, shochati na kangshati. So when something comes, the reaction is stabilized, neither elation nor dejection. And when something doesn't come, something is not there, you know, rishyati na kangshati. You know, shochati na kangshati. They don't lament for what they don't have, they don't crave for what they don't have. They stabilize, shubha shubha parityagi. They understand that, oh, this is good, this is bad. Ultimately, when you're serving Krishna, everything is good. With this conviction, both are this philosophical conviction that ultimately Krishna is going to do good for us, Krishna is Himself the greatest good for us, that is the key for stabilization of our material emotions and stimulation of our spiritual emotions. Thank you. Hare Krishna.